And welcome in to Thursday edition of Inside the Numbers. Boji Wood coming to you live from the GameDaySportsRadio.com studios just south of Atlanta, Georgia. I want to thank Yogi Roth for being with us this morning, and happy birthday again to Yogi as we talked about some Pac-12 football. And at this point, want to bring in Mike Bernard, but before we do, want to remind everyone that Inside the Numbers, sponsored by State Farm Insurance and your local agent, State Farm, here to help life go right. Mike, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Coach. I noticed you mentioned Pac-10 instead of Pac-12. We still can't get the old out of the into the new, can we?
Listen, I'm lucky I'm not saying Pac-8. That's how old I am. We've got
the Big Ten with 14 teams, the Big 12 with 10 teams. The Big 12 used to be Southwest Conference and Big 8. It's, you know, it's hard to get rid of those old habits.
Yeah, and, you know, I think until this past season, New Mexico State was in the Sun Belt Conference. So there we go. I mean, wow. And, of course, you know, Colorado is in the Pac-12.
Absolutely, and they've been a Big 8 and a Big 12 team, even when the Big 12 only had 10 teams.
Correct. And, of course, we've got Missouri in the SEC East. So, I you know, just
– And they're the most furthest west team in the conference.
Yeah, just – it blows my mind. Well, anyway, it is Thursday, September the 20th, 2018, and it's time for today's edition of Inside the Numbers for the games tonight. Really don't have a whole lot going on this Thursday night. Tonight we do have Tulsa and Temple kicking off at 7:30 on ESPN. Both of these two teams coming in at 1-2. But the game we're going to take a look at for tonight, Mike, is the Jets and the Browns. And, of course, my two favorite teams, this goes back to, and we're talking about Pac-12, Pac-8, all this other stuff. My affection for the Jets and the Browns go back to actually not the American Football Conference, but the American Football League back when Joe Namath was playing quarterback for the Jets. And I'm sure that that had a lot to do with me liking the Jets with a University of Alabama quarterback playing in New York, Broadway Joe, of course. And then the Browns were in the National Football League. And I was just always a big fan of both of these two teams. And so I'm happy they're both playing tonight. I've got to not going to cheer for one over the other, but I've got an idea who I want to win for particular reasons. But again, Jets come in at 1-1, and they're coming into Cleveland, and the Browns, you know, they're still winless, but they're 0-1-1. We did get a tie that first week with the Steelers. Jets, they really did not look good in that home loss to Miami last week. The Browns, I thought we had that one taken care of down in New Orleans. It just didn't happen. This week, though, on Monday, they cut Zane Gonzalez, the kicker, who not only missed several key kicks in New Orleans, but had a chance to win it for the Browns in week one against the Steelers, and just couldn't get it done. So we're going to make a move there. Gonzalez is out, and we signed Joseph, to come in and kick, who the Dolphins had cut just a few weeks ago. But hopefully he can get the job done.
Yeah, the Browns are looking for their first win since December of 2016. And look, as you said, they could have and probably should have won in week one against Pittsburgh, and they definitely outplayed the Saints in week two, but those kicking woes cost them. And in this day and age, it's amazing to me that Hugh Jackson still has a job. He has the worst record in the history of the NFL. One win, 32 losses, and a tie. And here's my take. I don't think he's a bad coach. The fact is, Cleveland's been a black hole for years, for quite some time now. He's trying to change a culture of losing that's been there for 30-plus years.
Cleveland was kind of on the downhill slide before they moved the original Browns, moved to Baltimore, and became the Ravens. Art Modell really, in my opinion, did everything he could do to suddenly sabotage that program. And because I say program, that franchise, because he wanted a new stadium. He knew that Cleveland wasn't going to give it to him, and he wanted more money, a better deal somewhere else. He found it in Baltimore. He knew it was there. And again, I think he sabotaged his own franchise to be able to get out of there. Now, let's go back, though, and look. In the last 30 years, the Browns have had 12 head coaches. Each and every one of them had a losing record there at Cleveland. But now some of those 12, think about these names, Butch Davis, Romeo Crennel, and Bill Belichick. And obviously they've all been successful head coaches and assistant coaches. Belichick, his defensive coordinator, was some guy by the name of Nick Saban. Okay, so, again, it's not like that the Browns have not had quality coaching at all. But like in a lot of NFL franchises, the front office has made poor decisions, very questionable draft choices and trades. That's the main reason that Cleveland has been in a black hole, as you mentioned, for many years now.
Right. And on film, the Browns team, they look like winners. Their body language, the effort, the techniques, they all look much improved. And listen, Coach, tonight Cleveland is a favorite in Vegas casinos.
Woo!
They're laying 3 points. It's hard for me to back a team that hasn't won in nearly 2 years. But the fact that they're favored also is going to make me take a pass on going with the Jets here because it doesn't look right. The Browns' defense, they look much improved. They played very well. The under is 11-3 their last 14 home games. So I'm going to stay away from the side. I'm going to go with the under in tonight's primetime game.
Well, it's hard for me to root for one or the other in this matchup again because these are my two favorite teams from my childhood. I will say Todd Haley is going to get that offense turned around. You know, they've taken Baker Mayfield, of course. He was the number one pick in the draft. They haven't thrown him into the mix, and I understand why they haven't. And I think Tyrod Taylor more than capable of getting the job done. He's proven that before. He was effective in Buffalo where, in my mind, Buffalo is worse than Cleveland. They just play a different schedule. Now,
right.
The difference in this Browns team this year is going to be, as you mentioned, the defense. Greg Williams, who, of course, was infamously involved in Bounty Gate back when he was the defensive coordinator with the New Orleans Saints, former head coach of the Buffalo Bills. Again, I think he's going to be the difference. He's got these guys believing. He's got those guys playing hard. I think they relaxed a little bit when they thought they were going into overtime and gave the Saints some really easy plays. He was not real happy with the execution of the defense on that last drive down in New Orleans when he could have gone into overtime. But listen, Mike, again, I can't root against one of these teams, but I'm rooting for the Browns tonight to break that winless streak. Hugh Jackson gets win number 2. Pop the champagne in the locker room. It's a joyous occasion in Cleveland.
Well, the defense has played well enough to win. You mentioned Tyrod Taylor. He's not the problem. He's played well. Again, they just have to learn to finish. And I know that's cliche, but until they do it, they're not going to experience a win. But I think tonight, obviously, Vegas has put them at a 3-point favorite, so tonight may be the night.
You know, it's funny when you say 1-32-1, you know, over your last 34 games or what have you, you know, mm-hmm. and the pressure's on you to win because everybody picks you to win. That's kind of crazy right there. All right, Mike, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. Of course, you'll be gone, but we'll be back here on Game Day Sports Radio after this quick break. Now, to Mike, of course, tomorrow morning, you'll be back on the Friday edition of Inside the Numbers, and we'll be taking a look at all the key college games for Friday and Saturday. And, of course, we will quickly review the Temple-Tulsa game that will be happening a little bit later on this evening. And so appreciate your time as always, and any closing words of wisdom?
Well, the one thing that I always point to all our listeners is don't play bad numbers, no matter how much you like a team. As for tomorrow's show, we're going to break down all the college games, a lot of good games to look at. I've been working on the notes all week, and we'll talk in the morning.
All right. Thank you, Mike Benard from OTM Sports out in Las Vegas. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the other side to talk some Sun Belt football right here on GameDaySportsRadio.com.